and welcome, Podcast Universe and listeners, to the podcast for Permit Tech Nation, where we permit where you build. Our organization's focus is promoting, teaching, and networking in the permit tech profession across the country. I'm your host, Ms. Christina Jackson, Permit Tech Nation board member. And with me on today, I have Ms. Michelle Van Dyke, permit technician for the city of Blythe, California. How you doing, Michelle?
I'm good. Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Yes, I'm so excited that you agreed to do this. So tell our listeners a little bit about yourself.
I grew up in Northern California, about an hour or two from the California-Oregon border, kindergarten through high school there. Very small town. We had one high school for the whole county.
Oh, my goodness.
And so I graduated high school with kids I graduated kindergarten with, very small town. Oh, wow. But then right after I graduated, we ended up moving south. My dad worked for the California Corrections, and he was stationed at Folsom Prison for about a year, and was transferred to Chuckawalla Valley State Prison to work. And just being fresh out of high school, I stayed with my parents and moved here. Just kind of did some part-time work for the year, but then I was lucky enough to get an opportunity to work as a temp for the city of Blythe. When the temp position was done, they asked me to stay on.
Okay. Well, look at you. So what department was that? Was it building, the current department you're in, or was it a different department?
It was planning at that time.
Okay. And so how long have you been a permit tech, and how did you become a permit tech? Like you said, it was a job that was available. Did someone recommend it? Did you just so happen to apply and then get chosen?
So at the time I was a planning tech, and the lady who did the permitting transferred to Public Works. Mm-hmm. And at the time I didn't want her job. I really liked my job, but she told me, you know what, you're going to be doing it anyway until they have a chance to advertise for it. So why don't you just let me train you and take the job? So I did, and happy I did. Every day is different. I love the fact that I'm helping to keep people safe.
Yes.
That's always been something I have loved. I laugh a lot. My dad used to be a contractor, and my dad and I over the years would butt heads about what did and didn't need a permit.
So that's always fun.
Oh, yeah.
So how long have you been a permit tech?
Back in, I think it was 96.
Oh, wow.
Somewhere between 95 or 96, I took the test with, at that time it was ICBO.
Oh, okay.
And I got my certification then.
Well, look at you. And you've been doing it ever since?
Yep. Been here ever since. We're a small department. It's just myself and the building official, who is also the fire marshal and the plan reviewer and the field inspector and the head of code enforcement.
Oh, wow.
Now, we're a small department. And I also do the clerical part of planning as well.
Oh, wow. And so what's a typical day like in a small town being a permit tag?
Every day is different. I could have people, you know, waiting in line and be, you know, one after another with customers, or I can have time to do reports and stuff and have a slow day. Every single day is different. There's no rhyme or reason to it. That's part of why I like it.
That's great. What would you say people misunderstand about the permit tech profession?
A lot of people don't understand that it's in place to try to keep them and their families safe. They don't get it. They see permit taxes only wanting to be a money grab to get their money, and they don't really understand the reason why we're here trying to help them. That's totally the biggest part.
And that's just frustrating because, you know, that's part of, you know, the oath that you take being a permit tech is that, you know, you want to make sure that people are meeting at least the minimum standards. And that's another thing that people understand. We enforce the minimum standards of the code, and we just want to make sure that you're meeting those minimum standards. And so a lot of times you go into this back and forth about, you know, well, what is it that you need? And well, why is it that I need it? And who are you to tell me that I need it sometimes? Yeah. And so we always were like, you know, trying to justify that we're doing the right thing.
That's right. We're trying to make them understand that we're really there to try to help them and not try to just rip them off. You know, we're there to try to keep them and their families safe.
That very true statement. What is Permit Tech Nation's role in the permit tech industry, in your opinion?
Oh, it has such a multifaceted role in, one, I love the fact that it keeps me excited about my job, but it also helps to educate the public.
Yes. And so excited about doing your job, is it because you're networking with other permit techs from across the country?
Yep. It's really nice to talk to people who do what I do and get reminded that, okay, it's not just me dealing with the frustrating customers, and it's not just me out there doing it alone. It's so nice to talk to other people and hear their stories and just network.
And then I also like the fact that they offer so much training that it's easy to get the continued education units that you might need, you know, to obtain your certification.
Yes, that's the best part, because I can just get the training I need through Permit Tech Nation and I'm set.
Yes, I love that as well. So, Michelle, tell me, what do you think the future of permit techs are?
I think with around the world and the different climatic conditions that happen, you know, we don't know when earthquakes are going to hit, or when volcanoes are going to go, or when flash floods are going to come. I think around the world, as technology advances, more and more areas are going to see the benefits of safe and sturdy construction and how much they save lives.
And permit techs will be needed to help gather those plans and help keep their building departments organized enough to do the inspections.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen it so much. I mean, look at the earthquake that hit back east just in the last 12 months, and the little bit of damage that they had because of those safe building construction codes.
I couldn't have said it any better, Michelle, is that, you know, building codes are important because they help keep us safe in the event of natural disasters or man-made disasters. And then the role we permit techs play in making sure that, you know, the customer gets the customer service that they need, number one. And then two, that they are submitting all the documentation so that it can be a smooth transition. You know, a lot of times people always think that we're going to say no before they even given us a chance to say yes. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, you're already, you know, putting me compartmentalizing, you know, our departments in a box when, you know, you'll be surprised, we might say yes.
Yeah. And, you know, we show them how it's a doable thing for them to do. You know, they possibly could get overwhelmed on it, but I think the fact that we can talk to them and keep them from getting overwhelmed and show them the different things that they can do and the different types of plans to be turned in and give them resources and different people that they can call and get plans drawn, or looking for contractors and getting them hooked up with the contractors that they need or the Title 24 authors that they need, or it's just, to me, it's a very rewarding job knowing that I've helped people.
That is awesome. Michelle, if someone wanted to get in contact with you, how could they go about doing that? If they have any questions about what it's like to be in a small jurisdiction or best practices for small jurisdictions, how could they get in contact with you?
They can email me at the City of Blythe at the initial M, Van Dyke, at cityofblythe.ca.gov.
Great. Perfect. Thank you, Michelle, for a very insightful and nice conversation about permit tax and what it's like to be a permit tech in a small shop. And, you know, my hat's off to you because you wear a lot of hats and you seem like you do a lot for the City of Blythe. And I hope they appreciate all your hard work. And thank you for giving our listeners your insights on being a permit tech.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure.
All right. All right, Permit Tech Nation Podcast Universe. This has been the Permit Tech Nation Podcast, where we permit where you build. Again, if you want more information about our podcast or about Permit Tech Nation, please visit our website at www.permittechnation.org/events. All right. See, till next time.